The Oscars. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Well, I thought the Oscars were fine. So far, I've read three reviews that the Oscars were boring and predictable. No, it's the Oscar reviews that are getting boring and predictable. Anyway, some TV has to be boring and predictable so that we get a chance to decompress after Deal or No Deal. Look, the key to enjoying the Oscars is to have something else you can be doing while it's on. We spent the evening with friends eating grilled salmon with one person in charge of the mute button so we could talk during the commercials about the importance of the Sound Mixing Award, for example. We all agreed, by the way, that without sound, many movies wouldn't be very good. Dreamgirls, for example, would be a terrible film if the sound mixing had been bad. Fortunately, its sound mixing turned out to be the best, to the relief of everybody involved. Personally, I thought Al Gore was the most interesting part, not just winning the Oscar, but before that, appearing with Leonardo DiCaprio to announce that this year's Oscars had produced no net greenhouse gases. And I could see the producers had taken great pains to ensure that nothing during the broadcast would catch fire. Although, you'd think that Dreamgirls excerpt would have melted something. But no, it turns out there were more than enough carbon offsets. In fact, many of the stars arrived in SUVs powered by vegetable oil. And I think we can all agree that DiCaprio's speech on how green the Oscars were pretty much sucked all the heat out of the room anyway. Otherwise, it was just fine. And for all the critics who complained it was too long and went past midnight, just watch it here on the West Coast next time. We got home by 9:30. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.